You can keep your feet on the ground while you put your head in the clouds in the latest exhibition in the Armstrong Gallery at the McLean County Arts Center. Thin, Deep Ribbon, Photography of the Sky features works by Scott Rankin, whose photographs capture the mercurial nature of the sky. Curator Claire Hedden says the show features just a handful of the tens of thousands of still images and videos Rankin has taken. Whether shooting from the ground up or right out an airplane window, Rankin has spent years exploring the wonders of the sky, capturing towering clouds in abstracted space.
I remember when I was a kid, I grew up across the river from Manhattan, and people used to say that real New Yorkers don't look up. They're looking for dog poop on the street, right? And I just thought, how weird, because the best thing to do in Manhattan is to look up. There's a sliver of sky between the buildings. And so the sky has always interested me. I've always been interested in aviation.
And you're a pilot as
I'm a pilot.
So was that a part of your pursuit of the sky and the clouds? Do you actually shoot while you're flying?
I've done that. In this video that we're standing in front of, there's footage from that. But it tends to be bumpy and hard to, and you know, the priority is to fly the airplane. Not so usually those shots
you need a co-pilot.
Yes, exactly. And I have done that. I have been in aircraft where someone else is the pilot shooting things. And I shoot from airline windows, which is a kind of narrow view out the side and not as immersive as, you know, being in a small plane.
Claire, why did you want to bring this show to the McLean County Arts Center?
I think I talked to Scott a few years ago. We started talking about this body of work, and he talked about, well, yeah, I've got maybe thousands of these photographs.
Thousands?
I have 27,000 photographs of this guy.
That's a lot of photographs of the sky.
And yeah, digital photographs, so that
so you don't have to worry about
counts.
Storing it much. You know, it's not like big boxes somewhere.
Right. Yeah.
And just in the conversation with him, talking about, you know, the amount of images and the span of time that he's been taking these images, it just was like, well, you know, we got to dig into these and see what's there and share them with people.
So what we have here, I mean, basically, it's cloud porn, if I may. It's remarkable shots of clouds. And here at the very end of the gallery, they're lit up in a sort of a soft orangey. Mm-hmm. Are you using a filter on that? Or are those actual clouds like that?
These are not filtered, not cropped, not Photoshopped. They're just straight. You know, extraordinary things happen in the sky, especially in the Midwest. And so I just stop what I'm doing. And I always have a camera with me. And things happen very quickly. So I try not to dwell on what I miss. There's stuff happening now.
Okay, so it happens very quickly. What are some of the other challenges to shooting the sky?
It's just being available to be there when things happen and taking the time to do it.
Is this like when we're at kids and we're lying on our backs and we're looking up at the sky, at the clouds, and we say, oh, well, that one looks like a dinosaur, and this one like, do we have a lot of projection as viewers?
Oh, yeah. I think you can't help it. You know, it happens. And there are some where, you know, what in this one I said, it looks like a footprint, like someone kicked a hole in the sky. And
I can even see where the toes are.
Yeah. there's other ones like this beautiful one, the white cloud rising with the pink cloud background behind it. That one just has always mesmerized me. They're architectural, they're landscapes, they're figures, there's a little bit of everything.
It sometimes looks very deep, sometimes it looks totally flat, sometimes it's both at the same time, especially when photographed and cropped a certain way. And that's always fascinated me. So at some level, these are not pictures of clouds. They literally are, but they're more fields of color and fields of shape. And in that way, they're abstractions, which clouds are anyway, because it has to do with our perception of what we see when we look at them.
Well, the McLean County Arts Center is well known for showcasing a lot of the landscape artists that are very popular here in central Illinois. But this is something different. It's a skyscape.
Yeah, it's a skyscape, and it's part of the landscape that isn't highlighted or explored very much. So we're thrilled to work with Scott to bring it here.
Among the photographs that I have are photographs of the sky from Renaissance or classic paintings that I've collected from museums in Europe and the United States. And what's interesting is you see, you know, certain cloud formations, literally you recognize them as atmospheric phenomena, but you also recognize how Tintoretto did it versus Turner. And so that's another potential show someday of all these stolen pictures of clouds from paintings, because they are very painterly by themselves.
Do you ever tire of shooting the sky?
Yes.
Are you
no,
done?
No, I mean, I have a lot of pictures, so it's not, I'm doing less of it.
Are you feeling more sated?
My criteria has gone up because I'm pickier.
Okay.
It depends on, have I seen that before? Is that something that I already have in a way, and this sort of phenomenally, or the way the light works?
What is your criteria for getting a good shot of the sky?
Well, I have to photograph things I haven't seen before, or I haven't photographed before. So I've been doing this for probably 12 years, and I don't see much in the sky that I haven't seen before. But actually, the Midwest is, especially Illinois, around here, has amazing, that's where the strangest color and stuff happens. I'm less interested in fabulous images of crazy clouds in the way that most clouds are photographed, with a landscape and then the sky and you see this amazing thunderstorm or something, because I'm really interested in the field of color and the immersive quality of what light does when it moves through clouds and what color does. So I rarely back up and take a photograph of the sky. I'm more interested in sort of localized places.
That's artist Scott Rankin and curator Claire Hedden from the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington, where Rankin's exhibition, Thin Deep Ribbon, Photography of the Sky, continues through February 25th. I'm Laura Kennedy.